your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Uninformed or disloyal? I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The president says American Jews must be one or the other to vote Democrat. In Washington, Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, President Trump is under fire for that remark, saying Jewish people who vote for Democrats are disloyal. He made the comments in the Oval Office while attacking two congresswomen who are banned from Israel for comments they've made about the nation's treatment of Palestinians.
Where's the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone? Where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel.
In a statement, the American Jewish Committee called the president's statements shockingly divisive, saying American Jews, like all Americans, have a range of political views and policy priorities. Chris.
And Rachel, President Trump on Twitter announces a part of a trip next month is off.
The president has canceled the trip to Denmark, saying now that the prime minister of Denmark has no interest in discussing the sale of Greenland, the trip will be postponed.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Greenland's a Danish territory. The president's expressed interest in buying for the United States. The Danish prime minister called the idea absurd. President Trump has spoken again with the head of the National Rifle Association about the possibility of more gun control in response to mass shootings.
The NRA confirming to Fox News the president told its head, Wayne LaPierre, universal background checks were off the table. The apparent waffling is drawing anger from the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, who tweeted, "These retreats are heartbreaking, particularly for families of the victims of gun violence."
Fox's Sean Langell, a White House source, tells Fox more background checks are a legislative possibility, but that the president has never said he wanted universal background checks for gun purchases. Walmart is suing Tesla over solar panels on roofs, blamed for fires at seven stores. The lawsuit accuses Tesla of shoddy installation and maintenance. Walmart wants money for merchandise lost, repairs, and for those solar systems to be removed. The panels are on the roofs of more than 240 Walmarts. America is listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Four college students, all women, are shot and wounded at a block party near Clark Atlanta University. Police say there was an argument, someone started shooting, and that the women probably were not the intended targets. The party was celebrating the end of new student orientation. 5 months and 13 days till the Iowa caucuses. People in Iowa are seeing the first TV ad from the Democratic Party's frontrunner.
6 months before the Iowa caucuses, former Vice President Joe Biden has launched his first campaign ad in the state.
We have to beat Donald Trump. And all the polls agree Joe Biden is the strongest Democrat to do the job.
The 60-second spot calls President Trump an erratic, vicious, bullying president. In New Hampshire earlier this week, former Second Lady Jill Biden told a crowd she understands not every Democrat is committed to her husband, but says the bottom line is Democrats must defeat President Trump. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There's a hearing today about whether West Virginia's governor can be forced to live in the state's capital.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have criticized Republican Governor Jim Justice for not spending time at the state house in Charleston. A Democratic lawmaker has filed three lawsuits on the matter, citing a passage in the state constitution that states the governor shall reside at the seat of government. But there's debate on what exactly reside means. Justice says the case is a total waste of time, but he has beefed up his legal team. He lives in Lewisburg, about 100 miles from the governor's mansion, but very close to the Greenbrier Resort, which he owns. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A woman in western Germany called the police early today to report her 8-year-old son and her car missing. They found the boy and the VW Golf at a highway service area parked with the hazard lights on. The kid had gone out for a drive, but says he got uncomfortable once he got up to near 90 miles an hour and pulled over. The mother says he likes to drive go-karts and bumper cars and has practiced driving a real car on private property. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hope your day's going well so far at 7:05. I'm Diane Ducey, flying solo. Stevie J with a well-deserved vacation today. Although an interesting conversation from the White House with John Decker. And we'll relive those moments in a matter of minutes here on ESPN 93.5. We've got the weather forecast coming right up. But first, let's get into your local news with Jamie Monticelli. It's brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make home buying process more easy for you. Get pre-approved today as you call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man is accused of robbing a woman at gunpoint. A woman called Champaign police about the incident in the 1600 block of Hedge Road on Sunday, saying Lorenzo Doris demanded she give him money that she thought he planned to spend on drugs. When he refused, he allegedly threatened her with a kitchen knife, took money from her purse, and left. He was charged with armed robbery. We'll be back in court on August 29th for a preliminary hearing. A Champaign man has been charged with a theft of a car from a gas station. 22-year-old Kyrael Miller is accused of possession of a stolen vehicle. Authorities said on August 4th, a woman left her car running while she went into a gas station in the 1300 block of Mattis Avenue. The News Gazette says she heard her car being driven away and heard someone say the name Kyrael. The vehicle was found near the intersection of Bradley Avenue and Neal Street. Miller was arrested. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 NMLS number 1772943.
Our weather forecast is brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
John 3:16 states, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." If your life has no direction or purpose, if you serve no one but yourself, and if you want to change the direction and outcome of your life, visit a local church this Sunday. Most churches have free Bibles. Ask for one. Start reading and learning about Jesus, his life, and how he wants you to live your life. Make an eternal decision today to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This message is brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Boy, we've got foggy conditions with a sixth of a mile of visibility. Make sure you have your headlights on so you can be seen. If you have automatic lights, just turn it over to manual to make sure your headlights are on the commute to work this morning. Today's high at 87, down to 67 this evening. Really strong storms yesterday, and actually a 40% chance of late showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. Tomorrow, we have morning showers in the forecast, a 40% chance of that. More mild with a high 78, 60 our low on Thursday evening. On Friday, a high 78, low 58, as we get into downtown Urbana and the Sweet Corn Festival. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
This was a situation where House Democrats who sit on the Judiciary Committee wanted to link two different issues and have them heard by the same federal judge. One issue involves the subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn. The other issue, a request for secret grand jury information from the Russia investigation. And a federal district court judge, Beryl Howe, heard the arguments from both sides, and he ruled with the Department of Justice, and he said, essentially, these two issues are not related in any way. You know, they may seem related in the sense that they both stem out of the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives, but one has to do with the federal rules of criminal procedure. That's the grand jury information case, and the other has to do with a civil matter dealing with enforcing a subpoena. That's the McGahn case, and so as a result, the McGahn situation will now be determined by a different federal judge than Judge Beryl Howe. That will be randomly assigned. It could be a judge appointed by a Democrat, could be a judge appointed by a Republican, but it will not be Beryl Howe who will hear both cases.
Okay, what does this do to Jerry Nadler's impeachment march?
Well, it sets it back a little bit in the sense that the thinking here by House Democrats was we can get both of these issues heard by the same judge, speed up the process, and move us along in terms of our effort to seek an impeachment inquiry involving the president. That being said, it doesn't mean that President Trump is out of the woods just yet. It's simply going to be heard by another judge. That judge could, again, be someone who's a liberal, someone who's a conservative. We don't know, obviously. But what we do know is that more than half of the Democrats in the House of Representatives at this point have gone on the record, Stevie, to say, we want to pursue an impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
Okay, I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Tell me, what is it?
I don't think we've seen another player yet that will play into this presidential campaign. I think that Donald Trump is here. I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it, so it's going to be somebody like Elizabeth Warren. It's too big of a gap, John. I think there's going to be somebody going to slide in the middle there that's going to try and then I think we need to bone up on the Constitution and how this whole electoral thing works if nobody gets to 270. I think this
well,
is going to be interesting.
Right. I don't know if we'll get there. Joe Biden looks like a wounded front runner at this point because he makes gaffes almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you mentioned Elizabeth Warren. I think that she has more of a chance of being the nominee than does, for instance, Kamala Harris. I don't see the path for Kamala Harris.
Okay.
I know that others may disagree with me. I've seen them say that publicly. But what's her path? She needs to do well in the first three states that vote. Otherwise, she'll look like a loser. So she needs to do well in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And I think that Elizabeth Warren can do well in Iowa, New Hampshire, neighbors, Massachusetts, which is the state that she represents in the Senate. She can afford to, do not so great in South Carolina. But, I can certainly see it coming down to Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren for the nomination. It's a long way out.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff needs to take place, Stevie, between now and even January of next year in terms of debates. But I don't see Kamala Harris, sort of emerging in the top tier of candidates for the Democratic nomination.
Well, I think that if folks are, they're going to vote for Donald Trump, but then they say, I'm not totally in love with this, but where do I go? You can't go to Elizabeth Warren that's just too far. It's just too far.
I'm just talking about the process. I'm not talking about whether or not she'd be a good,
I understand.
Sort of a nominee for the party. I think that she would not be, because she's so far left.
Yeah.
The country just is not that far left.
That's why a Bloomberg or Howard Schultz or somebody like that or Oprah, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Oprah has ruled that out. I don't think I've heard Michelle Obama's name being mentioned before.
Yeah.
I don't think she's interested in this. I think this is the group. This is the group that's in right now. And from this group, a nominee will ultimately be chosen. I don't think there's anybody coming in between now and, let's say, Iowa in January of next year.
Well, it's awfully hard to get qualified with all the ballots in all the states, so I do get that, but I'll just be surprised if it's Donald Trump against Elizabeth Warren. The gap there is ginormous. Anyway,
it really is, and, that will be one of those things which would work to the president's advantage because he could go back to, I think, a good argument, and the argument being, do you want capitalism,
yeah,
or do you want socialism?
Right. Right.
And we've heard that argument before, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a mainstream American, one who is a Democrat, registered independent, who says, I want socialism.
Yeah.
That's a good argument for the president in the general election.
He's live at the White House. He's one of America's best journalists. He's John Decker, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Is it, you get numb driving there every day? I mean, does it get routine?
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. It is pretty remarkable, right? That's where I go to work every
amazing
day. I go to the White House.
Amazing.
Obviously, not everybody can claim that, but it is unique. It's quiet right now because the president is not here at the White House. He's up in New Jersey. He'll be up in New Hampshire tonight for that campaign rally. But it's been quiet here this week. A lot of painting, exterior painting going on here at the White House to make it even more sparkly for tourists who want to take pictures of this beautiful building.
Pretty cool. Keep up your fine reporting, my friend. You're the best.
Oh, thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks for having me on your show. As always, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week for sure.
Thank you. Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are two requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money. Spend it within 7 days, then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoStever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoStever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoStever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoStever.com.
And I suggest you do that this morning because we're going live with an offer from Rosati's Pizza at 8 a.m.
I like it sweet. I like it hot. I like it cheesy. I'm loving the Wednesday's Italian Beef Day at Rosati's Pizza. We get great specials going on all the time, but when Wednesday rolls around, it's all about the Italian beef. Get the sandwich, the fries, and the drink, all for just $9.99. It's what I have for lunch every Wednesday. Stop by and see me and the crew, or let us bring one to you. We deliver to all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. Call us at 328-2334 or visit us at 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Hope to see you soon.
ESPN 93.5, we've got the Cardinals with another win. They beat the Milwaukee Brewers 9-4 yesterday, and right now we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
John Rooney, a crazy game at Busch Stadium last night.
Well, the Cardinals fell behind 2-1 in the sixth inning, and thank goodness Tyler Webb came on and got a strikeout to put out the fire, and then the Cardinals rewarded him with his first major league win as they answered with four in the bottom of the sixth, four more in the seventh inning. Dexter Fowler had a bloop double to break a 2-2 tie, and that scored three. He went on to drive in a run with a bases-loaded walk, one of three bases-loaded walks to produce runs for the Cardinals. Harrison Bader, one for one with a triple, three walks, two runs scored, an RBI. Big night for the Cardinals, who go for the sweep tonight over Milwaukee.
And we'll be on the air with the pregame show at 5:50 as the Redbirds will go for the sweep behind Adam Wainwright, the Cardinal ace.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
You don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to.
All right. Okay. So we had the Cubs win 5-3 over San Francisco. They've got a 7:05 contest heard over on U.S. 105.9 with Yu Darvish on the mound. Minnesota's Twins over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 14-4. We need to get into your weather forecast with a high around 85 expected today and a low around 66, 78 the high tomorrow with another chance of precipitation. The scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected. We also have a fog issue today with less than a half a mile of visibility now. If you have automatic for your headlights, make sure you switch off of that because you need to have the manual mode to get those headlights on so other people can see you this morning. Our current temperature is at 68. Again, a chance of rain, warm today, high 87. Tomorrow's high, only 78. We got your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Provident Financial Group on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Network. There's another sign Americans were shopping this summer at discount chains. Target's earnings for the quarter are better than expected. Its stock is rallying. Its sales at existing stores were up 3.4%. Target also is predicting this year will be better than its original estimates. Retail analyst Mary Eppner says Target is stepping up to challenge Amazon, and you'll see that resulting in lower prices for holiday shopping.
I believe there are going to be a lot of price wars for the holiday period, and Target will have to compete in that. But I think that they will be one of the winners, because even if there is a recession, and I say if, I think that customers will still gravitate towards Target and Walmart, and they will fare okay.
Home improvement chain Lowe's also reported a better than expected quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosolda.
Disease. ESPN 93.5, very foggy this morning. Less than a half a mile of visibility. Make sure your headlights are on to keep everyone safe on that commute to work. As I go to our phone lines here on ESPN 93.5 at 724. 524 in L.A. Harry, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. It's Harry Tajar, and we're talking about cannabis in college as more universities are offering courses on growing hemp. Let's talk about that. Is that happening in your area?
I think it's happening in across the nation. I mean, initially it was only in, I think, about three major colleges, but now you're seeing them in every major city, in particular cities where farming is a big economic source.
Well, and that's
primarily because there's a lack of talent. And believe it or not, it really does require talent to grow hemp and CBD.
Well, of course, we're in the Midwest here in Illinois. I believe Danville Area Community College, DAC, is doing that. And I know in our storyline, we're hearing about Nebraska and Doane University offering a class called Hemp 101. Let's talk about what they learn, those students who are going to class to learn about growing marijuana.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, the University of Illinois and Illinois State, in fact, have actually indicated that they have a significant interest in pursuing research into industrial hemp. And this follows the January 1st legislation out in Illinois that was passed by, I believe, State Representative David Leach Peoria. So what they learn in the, let's call it the hemp classes, is how exactly do you turn a crop that the field that was used to be a crop for say corn into a grower for hemp, and the difference is quite significant. For starters, to grow hemp, you're going to need probably about five times the size of land, and most people don't realize that. And what the biggest mistake they make is spending X amount of dollars and thinking that it requires the same type of ingredients, same type of soil, same type of land, and lo and behold, they go belly up. So by having these type of classes and type of education, I think it helps the industry, at least by having real educated and educated, forgive me for saying this, but educated farmers that are graduating from these schools. I mean, if you go to North Carolina, for example, there are billboards that are saying help wanted cannabis farmers across the board. You'll see them on every major highway.
Well,
because
I believe
most people just don't know how to go about it because it's just such a new industry.
And this is an industry that's blossoming. I mean, we need these producers, these the process of planting, and I feel like a lot of people do grow a lot of this in the greenhouse atmosphere, so it can be more of a year-round crop. Have you heard that, Harry?
So yes, the indoor greenhouse business is there, but it's nothing compared to the outdoor. You're limited by size, of course. You're limited by land, of course. You're limited by soil. And it's quite expensive. I mean, those greenhouses aren't exactly cheap, not to mention the light factor, the fact that you can only store them in certain places. But sure, you can have a 24/7, 365 calendar year kind of operation, but for the most part, most hemp and CBD and cannabis producers really focus on that one harvest.
Let's describe the difference between hemp and cannabis in the industry, Harry.
Sure. So the biggest difference in what most people don't, or the difference that they don't understand, let's start with hemp, for example. You know, hemp actually became illegal, I believe, in 1937, and it became legal again in 2018 with the Farm Bill. Hemp doesn't have THC, which is the ingredient that gives you that sense of euphoria that THC does. Now, for hemp and CBD to be legal in the United States, it has to have less than 0.3% of THC in the product. And, of course, most hemp and the CBD, of course, has almost nothing, let alone less than 0.3%. So that's the single biggest difference. Let's call it the sense of euphoria or that high that people are looking for.
Well, I sure appreciate you outlining what's coming down the pipe. Again, you hit it on the head when you mentioned Illinois has this coming on January 1st as far as the legalization. And it's something that our U of I, DAC, Danville Area Community College, area colleges are offering classes on how to cultivate various crops. And I appreciate your insight out of L.A. to this morning, Harry Tajar. Is there a way to reach you in case we need more information on this topic?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, one of the best ways to get a hold of us is through TABU-USA.com. The name of the company is Taboo. Taboo is a company that I work with, and Taboo has, you know what's most, one of the most famous and most popular products these days are these Korean masks that really work for anti-aging. Well, this company is the unique in the sense that they have now infused this Korean mask with CBD, which is probably one of the only products out there that that has CBD-infused Korean masks. So their sales are booming, not to mention that they're preparing for an IPO. They're already profitable. So a good way to reach us would be through that website, tabu-usa.com.
All right.
And it's a good opportunity to get on the ground floor there.
Thanks for being on this morning. We're ESPN 93.5, joining the Fox News in progress.
And many people like indexing, and it can be done very simply. It can be done directly by me.
On the agenda today,
he's going to be heading out to Louisville, Kentucky. He's going to be meeting with a veterans group as well as attending a fundraiser.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The president under fire for saying Jewish people who vote Democratic are disloyal.
The president made the remark in the Oval Office while attacking two congresswomen who are banned from Israel for comments they've made about the nation's treatment of Palestinians.
They're defending these two people over the state of Israel.
And it's statement, the American Jewish Committee called the president's statements shockingly divisive.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The annual Sweet Corn Festival is coming up, and multiple street closures will occur on Friday, August 23rd at 6 a.m. The following streets will be closed: Main Street from Vine Street to Cedar Street, Walnut Street from Water Street to Main Street, Broadway Avenue from Elm Street to Water Street, and Race Street from Elm Street to Water Street. The Urbana parking deck upper level will be accessible from South Race to Elm Street at all times. All streets will be reopened on Sunday, August 25th by noon. The University of Illinois has opened up a new facility in Rockford. MyStateLine.com says the University of Illinois College of Medicine opened a new lab on its campus. The facility will be a place to teach students how to treat diabetes and joint replacement. The Blazer Foundation put in a grant of $3 million to the school to set up the lab for disability and regenerative medicine. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're looking for a great cut of meat, why don't you head up to Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford? On Wednesday and Thursdays, they serve up some great specials for dinner under $20. Now, that'll include a salad with some great homemade dressings and two sides, beef, shrimp, or chicken kebabs, and the fresh prime rib sandwich. They're all calling your name. You got to find them. They're at Long Branch Steakhouse. Long Branch Steakhouse is on Main Street in downtown Gifford.
All Creation Landscapes works with a variety of clients within the Champaign-Urbana community. So whether you need your family's backyard, your office park's lawn, or your retail business's storefront designed and maintained, All Creation Landscapes is here to help. Need snow and ice removal? No problem. Want those pesky weeds gone? They'll do it. Looking for a beautiful flower design to increase curb appeal? They'll take care of it for you. For the best landscape experience for a large variety of projects, contact All Creation Landscapes.
Curtis Orchard in Champaign, Illinois is your central Illinois home for the juiciest and tastiest apples. The apples can be purchased in their quaint little country store, or you can book a spot to pick your own apples in the You Pick Orchard. Curtis Orchard is a family business and has been a working family farm since 1873. Come taste the tradition and family-friendly atmosphere at Curtis Orchard.
So when I tasted the honey from Curtis Orchard, I knew right away this is really, really good stuff.
They're in Southwest Champaign on Duncan Road.
Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Kaiser. At Freedom Roofing, we respect and appreciate our police and appreciate all the law enforcement does for us every single day. Because of this appreciation, we are going to give away a free roof to a deserving retired police officer to say thank you for keeping us safe. If you or someone you know wants to nominate a retired police officer for a free roof, just email freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Just let us know in a paragraph who deserves this free roof. Again, send your nomination to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Freedom Roofing supports our law enforcement. This is Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Thank you, law enforcement, for all you do.
We've got a chance for showers and thunderstorms today, so take note. Boy, some heavy rains and a gust NATO reported yesterday. In fact, a little trigger happy on the tornado sirens that went off. It wasn't necessarily a tornado, but a gust NATO, according to the National Weather Service. Today's high at 87, 67 our low tonight. There's a 40% chance of rain, especially early tomorrow, and a high 78 expected on Friday. Mild with a high 79 as we have partly cloudy conditions and get into the Urbana and a sweet corn festival. Looking forward to that. All right, I'm Diane Ducey here on ESPN 93.5, and at 7:35, Stevie J had a great conversation on the way the city of Champaign looks at immigration with Mayor Deb Frank Bynum.
Bynum, I love you. You know that. I think you're really, really good, and I just want to get clearance on something about this ICE and illegal felons. And what the position of the city of Champaign is, because I'm a huge advocate of arresting people that have had their day in court, regardless if you're illegal or not. I mean, if somebody has gone to court and they're a U.S. citizen and they've been found guilty and all this, I think we should go arrest them. Same for an illegal. What's the position of the city?
Well, we agree with you on that. I think we follow state law. So the reality is that I think what people are concerned about is things like if you're a witness to a crime and you call Champaign police and you are here, an undocumented person who is here, we are not going to arrest you for reporting that crime. We want you to report the crime, and we are not going to be asking to, you know, see your immigration papers when we come to speak to you. The same is true, you know, for a traffic stop. If you, you know, you've got a driver's license and you show us the driver's license, we're not now investigating to see if we should call ICE to come and deport you because you ran a red light. Those are the kinds of things, okay, and that's in compliance with state law. If you've been convicted of a felony, if there are criminal charges pending, you know, the same thing, the same actions that would apply to citizens would apply to undocumented. We are not waiving criminal law with respect to felonies or, okay, you know, misdemeanors. And I think that this issue has become so divisive and unnecessarily so. I mean, the reality is that we are this amazing community with 115 different countries represented, but because of the president's rhetoric on these issues, people are scared to death. And so my comments when I issued the press release were to make people understand that they did not need to be afraid to be living in their home, which is the city of Champaign.
But there are some that believe you should not arrest the felons either because you're separating families, to which I said, if a U.S. citizen's a convicted felon and are on the run, you're separating them from their families too. That's a whole different level for me. And I agree that, you know, the Dreamers and all these other folks, I mean, we've messed this immigration thing up for 50 years anyway. We have to have some sort of a law from Congress. That's how it's going to get solved. And they just can't do it, apparently. So.
Well, and yeah, and I will leave my comments about that. Yeah, I mean, that would take a 3-hour discussion.
Yeah,
but, you know, I mean, mayors are on the front line of a lot of issues lately that have to do with failure of Congress to act. I mean, we do not really have, you know, internal authority on federal law issues.
Right,
we've
right.
got to comply with the law. But we've got a failure to act all around on a lot of it.
Well, and frankly, too, there's this feeling of I'm going to not follow this law, but I'm going to follow that law. And to me, that and as a lawyer, you know that we've got to kind of be uniform in what we do here. And if we start picking and choosing laws, that can be dangerous, I think, too.
Well, but we do have a law in the state of Illinois relating to the things that you and I just discussed, which is that, you know, witnesses to crimes you know, traffic stops, those kinds of things, that we are prohibited from discussing immigration status. And frankly, we don't, and we're not going to. And so, you know, some of it's which law are you following? I mean, people get really angry.
Right.
Well, we've got a law on the books in the state of Illinois that protects people.
Isn't being mayor fun?
It is. Actually, it's a great job. It's a pretty turbulent time, and that's been really hard for me. I mean, the way I try to see the world is with love and compassion and understanding.
That's good. Yep.
And, you know, that doesn't mean people can't disagree on issues. I'm all for a big, loud discussion about things and learning from other people. But we've gotten to the point where people can't even talk to each other without screaming at each other, and there is no listening going on. There's just a lot of assumptions about, you know, well, you said this, so you must mean that. And it's really a hard
no, it's
out there right
it's,
now.
It's not healthy, and it's getting more violent and scarier. Because we just like you said, we can used to be able to have all these wonderful discussions regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. But now it's very much in your face a lot, and I don't like that at all. I think it's very dangerous.
Yeah, and it's really. I mean, the First Amendment's about all of us listening to each other,
exactly.
Right? Whether we agree or not.
I totally agree with that. Well, okay, at least, boy, South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, 119 bullets flew over the weekend up there. I mean, wow, talk about, we've got some stuff here, but not like they're struggling up there with morale and everything else. At least you're not in South Bend, Deb. There you go.
But, you know, we've had 55 shots fired in the city of Champaign, or 55 shooting incidents. And
that's a lot.
That's too many.
I don't know what are you doing.
You guys
are trying. I mean, it's tough. You got more guns, more people infiltrating, and people that have guns that shouldn't, and all these other things. So, man, I don't know what a mayor does about that.
Well, we continue to work on the programs we're working on. I am a firm believer that working with kids and families now is going to, you know, make it better for my kids' generation. We may not see the numbers change, you know, next year, but we will see the numbers change over time.
Well.
And I'm really proud of the work of our staff and actually of the kids. I mean, our go-getter kids worked all summer long. They just had their graduation, and they'll start up their school year program, you know, in the next week or so. And those kids are making a difference. And it may just be one kid at a time. And that's okay with me right now.
Mayor Deb Brink-Flynn, pretty substantive today. Not a lot of fluff here. We really covered some stuff. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to chat.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Mayor Deb Brink-Flynn.
That's great. Stevie J on a break right now, and I'll be taking over. So I'm hitting some of the highlights I've heard on the radio inside the last few weeks. And I definitely enjoyed that conversation with Mayor Deb Frank Finan with the city of Champaign. ESPN 93.5, we've got our work with Prospect Bank going on as we put together our welcome back student bags. Boy, with that storm rolling through yesterday on moving day for the U of I students, I really felt for them. Hopefully, most of them just staying in the vans from home and moving this stuff out a couple hours later after the storm had passed. We've got these randomly stuffed bags that'll have cash gift cards, not to mention some great offers from FedEx, Body Work Associates, Jet's Pizza, and State Farm. The new Octave Apartments with those cool little pockets that you can put on the outside of your phone for your ID. As we have welcome back student bags handed out Sunday during Quad Day, when the University of Illinois students come out on the quad and learn about all the different organizations and all the different things they can get involved in at the U of I. Pretty cool stuff. Welcome back student bags coming your way Sunday. As we say, go Illini here on ESPN 93.5. Your sports headlines are coming up next.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I understand that you have some business interests. I understand that you have preferences, and I understand you're a human being with some feelings, and believe it or not, and I know it's hard to believe, I am capable of some empathy, but I'm also capable of a little bit of perspective. Woe is me, you have to live in Cleveland. Woe is me, you have to make $1 million. Woe is me that this is where you got sent to die. Please. And for what it's worth, if the New York Giants wanted to keep you someplace where you're out of the spotlight and basically had died in relevancy, they'd have kept you in New York, Cleveland, with Baker, with your best buddy in Jarvis Landry, contending for a title. Might have just been a sent to heaven pass for Odell Beckham Jr. from what's going down in New York.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Instructor Laura Springer started teaching her kids gymnastics when they were just 18 months old. All three of them went on to be great athletes, and one of them went on to become World Series MVP, George Springer. Gymnastics helped me tremendously with body control and awareness and being able to understand my own strengths, Springer said. Start your kids off on the right path. Take them to Hayasaki Gymnastics in Champaign. Give them a call at 351-2003 or email info@hayasakigym.com for more information.
Had an offer from Hayasaki Gymnastics with Yoshi getting the kids off to school in a great way as you meet once a month, once a week, and we had an offer for a free month. Yoshi has it going on when it comes to getting the kids ready for any sport. Having that center of gravity, that strength, that flexibility, gymnastics is an awesome way to start it all off. And Yoshi Hayasaki over off Springfield and Staley is a great gym to get them started in. In fact, today we've got an offer as you go to GoStever.com and get yourself signed up. Rosati's Pizza coming your way with a live offer at 8 a.m. And boy, it doesn't take long. So we're going on the website GoStever.com with our offer today. At 7:47, we had a Cardinal win yesterday. 9-4 was the final. Let's get your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
John Rooney, a crazy game at Busch Stadium last night.
Well, the Cardinals fell behind 2-1 in the sixth inning, and thank goodness Tyler Webb came on and got a strikeout to put out the fire. And then the Cardinals rewarded him with his first major league win as they answered with four in the bottom of the sixth, four more in the seventh inning. Dexter Fowler had a bloop double to break a 2-2 tie, and that scored three. He went on to drive in a run with a bases-loaded walk, one of three bases-loaded walks to produce runs for the Cardinals. Harrison Bader, one for one with a triple, three walks, two runs scored, an RBI. Big night for the Cardinals, who go for the sweep tonight over Milwaukee.
And we'll be on the air with the pregame show at 5:50 as the Redbirds will go for the sweep behind Adam Wainwright, the Cardinal ace.
That means the Tay and Piper show, The Drive, is going to be out a little bit early, but good stuff happening on Mondays. Did you hear about the team from 4 to 6 doing the U of I Meat Sales Room grilling and chilling on Mondays here on ESPN 93.5. We're getting ready for tailgating this season, and you can listen for the grilling and chilling with the U of I Meat Sales Room on Mondays before each home game on ESPN 93.5 to decipher what type of meats you're going to bring in and the fresh meats that you can buy at the U of I Meat Sales Room. Speaking of U of I football, the starting quarterback has been tapped as the Illinois football team faces Akron on August 31st. Brandon Peter, 6'5", 220. He's from Avon, Illinois, or Indiana, and 2015 Mr. Football in Indiana, graduate transfer from Michigan. Brandon Peters will be our starting quarterback. Cubs win over San Francisco. That final was 5-3. It's a 7:05 start with Yu Darvish on the mound versus Derek Rodriguez for the Giants. And you can hear the action on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox losers again. Minnesota Twins are good. 14-4 was the final. And they've got a day game today at 12:40. Another story that's trending as far as football news. Chicago Bears offensive guard Kyle Long, at the age of 30, expressed remorse over his role in a heated practice fight last week. It culminated with Long attacking a teammate with the teammate's own helmet. Kyle Long stayed behind when the Bears traveled to New Jersey for their second preseason game against the New York Giants. He returned to practice yesterday. Saturday at 6 is when the Bears will take on the Colts. Green Bay, by the way, is at Oakland for the Raiders tomorrow for some preseason action. Looking forward to NFL action. We're ESPN 93.5. Got your weather forecast next.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
August is one of the favorite months at Game Day Spirit. The team at Game Day, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, are excited to welcome new and returning students back to school at the University of Illinois. Students, listen up. If you want the real thing, the official gear of the Fighting Illini, there's only one place to shop this school year. It's Game Day Spirit. Shop online at GameDaySpirit.com or in-store at Neil and Kirby in Champaign or on Green Street in Campus Town. I'd go with Game Day. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda CR-V, which you made the best-selling CUV in America in 2019. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date, March 2019, for non-luxury traditional entry-size CUV segment and retail registrations in U.S.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda HR-V. Awarded Best SUV Brand for 2019 by U.S. News & World Report. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. U.S. News & World Report, November 2018.
As far as our National Weather Service goes, we've got a foggy morning and less than a half a mile of visibility, especially in the low-lying areas. So take note and turn on those headlights. We've got a high 87, low 67 with a 40% chance of rain. We've got a 40% shot at showers, especially in the morning tomorrow, but more mild starting Thursday, and that extends through Sunday. A great weekend, it looks like, with partly cloudy conditions for the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival in downtown Urbana with a high around around 78, down to around 60 in the evening. We're currently at 69 on ESPN 93.5 and at 7:53. Wanted to play a little music from Ringo, and neither one of us made it yesterday. Steve Suderman. I don't know whether I'm rubbing it in or what.
One of our satellite guys went last night, and I was sort of interested to ask him how the show was, because Ringo does usually assemble a heck of a band.
Yes.
So when they say the all-star band, it could be anybody showing up, but he would tour with, you know, a former Rolling Stone or a former Santana or a former Journey or any and all of them.
And last night I think it was Toto and Men at Work was represented and Average White Band represented. So
yeah, cool.
Some great musicians.
Who wouldn't want to play with a Beatle for crying out loud?
I know.
Who would turn that gig down?
So if you have anything you'd like to chime in on the Ringo Starr show last night, of course, let us know at 359-2255. Good vibes with some awesome deals.
We have awesome TV deals. I don't know if they have anything with back to school. I think it's more of with back to football.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, baseball playoffs are around the corner. So, this, you know, it's a great season for sports. But every major TV company has gotten aggressive. Well, of course, we sell TVs here. Not the least of which is the LG Superset, the OLED. Those are my favorite TVs. If you walk in here and get me to sell, I'm going to show you one of these things just to sow a seed. But the 65-inch nationally went to $24.99, I think yesterday, maybe it was the day before, and the 55-inch to $15.99. There was a $200 drop on both models, and you can get them here. Good Vibes is the only factory-authorized LG warranty center in East Central Illinois. Sony, not to be outdone, their 4Ks now start at $549 for a 43-inch. That's a great back-to-school model because mm-hmm. it'll fit in the back of the car.
Yeah.
But it's the TVs are dropping, and so I guess it's the tariffs they didn't put on or something has to do with that. But we had great TV deals. And if you're still suffering from a lack of Channel 3, whether you need an antenna, whether you're interested in Dish Network, please come see us because we've got a great solution for those who can't watch Channel 3, I'll just put it like that.
You know, one of the favorite things that Mike and I love to do, my husband, is go through some of the speakers that you have on display there. And you're located right over by where you can get your driver's license these days, right?
Yeah, so if you got to come in there and get your picture taken or something, maybe you have to drive somebody to the driver's place. You can while away in our theater or listen to some tunes.
Exactly. Well, thanks so much for being on. How do we find you, Steve?
You can find us on the web at gvibes.com. You can find us next to the driver's license place physically, and you can call me at 351-0909.
All right, gvibes.com. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Diane.
ESPN 93.5.
Addie's Bar and Grill blends traditional sports bar food like burgers and wings, two gourmet dishes.